Ira, What Have You Done? Thanks to Ira Glass, host and producer of the radio documentary series This American Life, I feel uncomfortable about my relationship with State College. I say relationship because when you live in the same place for a significant amount of time, you develop a relationship with your surroundings. You get to know the location's idiosyncrasies, its traffic patterns, where the closest ATM is, and little things like that. But the relationship with State College isn't the same for all. I always knew living in this town as a resident and as a student were probably two completely different experiences. But I never really got a true feeling for the difference until I listened to This American Life's recent episode titled Number One Party School. That would be us. Glass and his team of producers, which includes local resident Sarah Koenig, documented a football weekend in State College. Turns out we're all just a bunch of destructive alcoholics. Okay, well, that's a harsh generalization. But you know it's bad when residents install motion sensors to combat trespassing drunks, or can correctly identify the sound of a stop sign being dragged across the ground. We have officially become, at the very least, bad neighbors. If you're a student and haven't listened to this 70-minute expose, I recommend you do so. You'd have to be living in some fantasy land of complacency not to feel a tiny bit disgusted by it. Glass and Koenig begin the episode by simply observing drunken activity around Koenig's house. The number of times they come across public urination and destruction of property in a mere half hour on a Friday night is astounding. When you see how our abuse of alcohol looks to an outsider, you start to rethink things. Suddenly, the normalcy of binge drinking turns into absurdity. In one segment of the episode, Glass asks a fraternity brother why he thinks heavy drinking is so routine. "You can only do this stuff now when you're in college," he answers. "I wouldn't be able to do it 6 months from now." This town nurtures that mentality. We're a drinking school with a football problem. I really hate sounding like an embittered curmudgeon who wants to permanently abolish fun. Trust me, I don't. But there has to be a point when you grow up and realize that getting wasted and destroying someone's property is just immature and reflects poorly on all of us. Besides holding up a mirror to students, the most remarkable thing about this episode is when Glass interviews people who have lived in State College for years. The neighbors who know a used tampon on their lawn means a used condom can't be far, or the ones who can attest to having removed drunk, confused trespassers from their children's bedrooms. This behavior is old hat for them, and that's a sad fact. If Joe Dado's death and the sudden crackdown on alcohol use by fraternities haven't clued you in yet, then maybe you need to listen to this program to get a real outsider's view of Happy Valley. Expect feelings of guilt mixed with nausea.